better wait here. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Even 10 minutes is a long time to be away from.
Time to be away. We are back at it. It's the Culture Uncut Podcast. Appreciate you pulling up. It's Treyway's birthday.
Yes, sir.
My birthday,
man. Oh, man. Appreciate that.
Birthday.
Whole lot of birthday love, man. Love that energy.
Whole lot of birthday love, man.
You go to the strip club?
Whole lot of house.
You can go to strip club on a Tuesday, man.
That's when it goes up. That's when it drinks.
Club goes up.
Two for Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Get a BOGO.
On a Tuesday.
Get you a BOGO.
Nah, man, you got to go in the A-team now, man.
A-team is always there in the A.
On Tuesday.
You in the A, baby. When is the A? A-team don't take days off in the A. Matter of fact, man, let's go ahead and just, might as well just switch it up real quick, man.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, bro.
Oh,
happy
shit.
Birthday, bro.
You brought out the titty man for me.
Yeah. You in the A, man.
Hey.
This is studio.
That's all I wanted for my birthday. I ain't get it, but God. Come on, man.
That's all I wanted. Hey, let's get the show started. Happy birthday, Trey. Let's get this show started, man.
Thank you, man.
Peace, love, and blessings is all a matter. Beautiful woman, good cush, and a whole lot of laughter. Designer linen to stay dapper, then cap it off with a fly-ass caption to go with these moments we captured. It's the Culture Uncut Podcast. I'm Silk, and I'm kicking it with my family.
Yo, God will put you back together in front of the people that broke it down. Stay focused. It's the enterprise.
What it do? It's your boy DJ Noah Fresh, and I got my people with me always, bro. You heard me?
Shout out to the people, Nova. It's your boy Trey Pound, the moisturizer. You already know company motto. If no man can, a wet man can. Melt in your mouth and in your hand. Play me my theme music.
That's a theme sound.
Splash.
Happy Tuesday, people. None but ourselves can free our minds. It's Shell. It's podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, you got to bring that mic. You got to get that mic. You got a mean echo, but we're going to podcast. We're going to vibe out a little bit.
I got my mic. You see it right here.
Nah, it ain't mic'ing, though.
That bit might
mic
be a problem.
Mic ain't mic'ing. Pause.
The mic is not mic'ing. We're going to bring in Cuz. Quan going to pull in and hang out for Gio in a little minute. But happy birthday, bro. How you feeling? What's your day been like? 4/16. Huh?
I feel good, man. 4/16 holiday, you know, right before 4/20, before you get to indulge in all the other type of festivities. But it's been a good day, good, productive. I ain't really do much for my birthday, you know. I'm pretty sure I'll unpack that later on with my therapist or whatnot. She wanted to hit me up and she asked me what I was doing for my birthday. And I was like, hey, I was going to do the same as usual, go to work, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, well, we need to unpack that. So I'll probably unpack that later on. But what I gathered, though, she was like, yo, you got to be more intentional with your birthday, you know what I'm saying? Instead of going to work, take that time off and put it into yourself some kind of way. So I didn't go out and do anything. I just, like, I journaled, made me a vision statement, a couple vision statement, mission statement, and then just kind of just got in myself a processing of what she was telling me of being more intentional about, you know, taking care of myself. So that was pretty much my day.
That's dope. It's dope, man. Yeah, I always take off for my birthday, bro. I gotta, like, go ghost mode a little bit. Treat it like my personal New Year's, you know. Reflect, think about some things, you know. Think about the future, the past, all of that, bro. But yeah, man, happy birthday. We want to do birthday stories on here. Y'all got any cool, funny childhood, adult, good or bad birthdays? Y'all got any birthday stories?
Damn, all y'all got good birthday?
Shit on y'all birthday. None of y'all do shit on y'all birthday.
I do. I try to go big or go home. Like,
you ain't never had a bad one, though?
I mean, stuff pop off, you know, but I can't say it's a bad one because I'm still alive. I celebrate it. And, you know, it's cool. Shit. So every year I try to top the next one.
I done had a couple bad ones now. All y'all have... All good ones too, y'all.
I've had a birthday. What it was? I'm trying to think. My 30th birthday was a birthday from hell. It started off like fire, you know. Like, had a good little. I think we went to Club New York that night. But my dogs had, man, some noise going on in the background. Hey, watch, like, Pookie. I don't know if you're in the background. Yeah, watch the background noise, bro. The mic and stuff is throwing me off a little bit. But yeah, I had a South Beach weekend planned, bro. I ended up leaving the club. I was a promoter at that time. So I'm leaving the club and getting in an accident. So I got in a car accident that Friday night. But we still, you know, we still with the shits. We already had the Fountain Blue hotel. And we had some, you know, I'm forgetting the other pool parties and stuff that we was hitting down in South Beach. But we had a weekend plan. So we was just like, all right, fuck it. Let's go. I went down there. Bro, as soon as we get out of the hotel, we heading over to the Cleveland. I get in the taxi. Ubers wasn't popping at the time. I get in the taxi. I leave my cell phone in the taxi. So I done went from car accident to losing my cell phone, bro. I'm down there a whole weekend. At the time, I got an old lady. I ain't got no phone. Imagine, you know what I'm saying, what's going on at the crib, what she probably thinking and whatnot. I done disappeared on my 30th with no phone, no access. But I had a good-ass time, but it was a bad-ass time at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you unplug like that, you got to answer some questions and shit.
Damn, man.
Cell phone, wrecked the car.
You wrecked the car? Is this the same car that the crackhead left the suds on?
No,
nah. This is fast forward a long time. Oh, it was like 6-7 years later, bro. Like 6-7 years later.
Madden trying to explain that shit to the insurance company.
Maybe it's not. Man,
you just made me think of a sad birthday. I was having a good time. I drove up to Dallas to hang out with a friend girl. And I had to be, I think it might have been my 30th birthday. It was definitely an early 30th. And my mom was keeping my daughters. And she went into a diabetic coma.
Damn, Shell.
And I know. And so at the time, I didn't know what was really going on. My daughters were FaceTiming me. My mom was very lethargic. And it was just chaotic. My girls were getting scared. So I got a rental car. I flew to Dallas. It's not a 30, 45 minute flight, but I ended up getting a rental car and driving all the way back. And I tell you, it usually takes at least 3 hours and some change to make it back. But I don't know, by the grace of God, I made it in probably like cut an hour off that drive. I don't know how. I don't know how I didn't get stopped, but I was going like over 100.
That shit morbid as well.
Huh? Shouldn't be number like 40 minutes.
What you mean?
I think he forgot he not muted. But man, damn, shit, that's a somber ass story, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously mom's still here and stuff like that, but it just got me to thinking, like, all of a sudden I'm having a good time drinking, enjoying my birthday, just getting settled in, and boom, that happens. And I rush back home and, you know, shout out to my daughters for paying attention to what was going on with her and noticing her declining so I could get back in time. But mom's all good.
More life. Shout out to Miles, man. I'm glad she doing good, feeling great, man. Shout out to Red Eyes. Red Eyes, go ahead and flash that across the stream real quick if you got a chance. So,
dog, he said you got the gift card.
Got the gift card. Let me hold something.
I'm not right.
Yeah, we're doing a gift card giveaway for... Go ahead.
And I said, I'm going to shoot them over on that share button on the Amazon, on my link. I'm going to send them Amazon for some stuff I want.
No doubt. We're giving away $25 Amazon gift cards at every 500 followers we get, man. So tell a friend and tell a friend. We're going to randomly pull them from our subscribers list, email it to you. Just keep spreading that good word, Coach Uncut Podcast, every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. We're going to be kicking it. If you're on Facebook, we'll appreciate you on that app. But go over to YouTube, you know, with my man Red Eyes. Subscribe over there, man. Don't cost nothing to show love. And also, you'll get that notification every time we go live right to your phone. So you won't have to guess, you know.
Yeah, I think we're around like 3,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. We got to get them watch hours up. So, yeah, make sure y'all share and
watch
and,
on YouTube.
Yeah, have that motherfucking playing all day if y'all can.
Yeah.
Just leave it right.
Cost nothing to show love. Cost it. Electricity bill look go up a little bit, but you'll be all right.
Yeah. You got an old burner phone that you don't use. Just put it on there. Put it on there.
Give me your best birthday. No more sad birthday stories.
Man, I had a sad one though. I had a sad one. It don't trump your shit. That one, boy, you dried up all the doggone.
I mean, y'all asked. I had to go deep to find it, but
yeah, I had my saddest birthday party. Last year was kind of sad, but KD outside of that, noise. Yeah, my saddest birthday party was when I was in around like I was definitely in middle school. I don't know if you remember this, bro, but it was like we was playing baseball, and right before my birthday, we had this big ass birthday party, pool party at the crib. Yeah. And right before my birthday, man, Pops had this old ass Chevrolet truck, dog. Dog was, I think he ran a stop sign. He was speeding his ass back home. I don't know why he was speeding home, but he hit the curb. My ass fell right up out of the truck, bro. Just start tumbling down the road. Boom, 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 boom.
He was a habitual call fall outer, though. You fell out of like two cars. You fell out of mom car too.
I blame.
Did the door come open?
Yeah, door came open. I flew up out that motherfucker.
Remember back at them old cars, boy? You had to slam the door.
That's right. You had to slam that bitch. You had to lift your shoulders.
Don't lean in the curb. When it's going to a curb, don't lean in it. Well, I've seen plenty of cats just disappear out of car. Nah. They going around the curb, they just disappear. Like,
bro, low key deserved that shit, bro. We out the baseball.
Oh man,
I called shotgun. He done ran his chubby ass to the front and jumped in the front seat anyway. I thought I done called shotgun. I said, all right, I'll sit in the back. Man, we hit two cones. All I see, like, oh shit. you know, scraped yourself up, huh?
I want to hear that shit, man. It was my birthday week, bro. Like, I deserve to have a shotgun. And then he was speeding. He was speeding around that curve, too. I'm pretty sure he was doing more than 25. But that was the worst birthday weekend I ever had because I fell out of the car. We had a pool party playing. Everybody at
bro, what is going on with the mics? Like, it's just it's background noise. What the hell is that?
I think that's corn.
Corn. Yo, you got something going on, bro. I'm about to take you out, dog, like for right now. Like, what the hell is going on? Sorry about the sound. We apologize for all the technical difficulties right now.
Chicken, a fish.
Somebody lied or what?
Hey, eating? Somebody eating the whole meal.
Somebody got the hibachi going. Yeah, it was corn.
Y'all had to kick him real quick, bro. I don't even know if he hear us. Like,
I don't think he do because he didn't respond.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, Pops had spent the bend in the curb, man. I flew up out of the truck, dog. And I mean, for my birthday, I'm bandaged up, from head to toe. These motherfuckers is running around the house, having a good time, in the pool, jumping in and out of the pool. I'm seeing people just laughing, shooting water guns. Nigga, I'm just laying there, just bandaged up, bro. Just on my birthday, while they having fun. That was hands down.
I was the star of your birthday party, bro. That shit was fun.
Hell yeah, I think you opened my gift.
Not he opened your gift.
Yeah, he ain't giving shit. Cold-blooded.
So what'd you get for your birthday this year, Trey?
Oh, a pound of I got some jewelry. I'm into like stones and spiritual stuff. So they got me some stones, some bracelets, some jewelry. And I thought it was pretty thoughtful because I didn't really ask for anything. I'm the type of person, I don't ask or tell you what I want for my birthday. So if you got it or you feel a need to get me something, then by all means, you know, God bless. But now they took the time out of their day and went down and got me some spiritual stones and some jewelry. I thought that was pretty thoughtful.
That's what's up.
Yeah. No, this is dope.
Did you get some cake?
Yeah, they also got me some cake, some gluten free cake. Cause my daughter, she got a gluten allergy, so we'll bust that down later on. But I didn't. I know you talking about coochie, but I ain't eat no coochie yet.
Now was that what you was talking about, Nova?
No, not at all. I mean, no.
He talking about baked goods.
Yeah. I like cakes. I like cake. Like an actual cake from a bakery.
We know you do. Like, what's your favorite?
It's Atwood's Bakery back home in Alexandria, Louisiana. It's a bakery out there.
Oh yeah, I bet
fire really cakes. Good. The almond cake they got, that thing, man, legendary. Legendary.
And Trey, you say you went to work today?
Oh no, I took my therapist's advice and I stayed home and did my thing. Got in my journal bag.
Well, they better do something when you do return. They better have some streamers and some going on in the office.
Yeah, they had a group chat lit because last year everybody forgot my birthday. Everybody at work and everybody at home forgot that bitch. So this year was lit.
They probably just waiting on you to get back.
That's the worst, boy, when they forget your birthday. Man, it's like y'all already don't do nothing for my birthday. Y'all forgot. Yeah,
worse when they remember it and don't do shit. I hope you forgot it.
Right.
You remember my shit. Give like, me some happy stuff. Birthday. Just give you a happy birthday and that just be it. Like, okay, ooh, like we're gonna roll some red carpet and drop some flowers on the floor for me or something.
Oh no, bro. Last year they forgot my shit, bro. And that shit hurt. Well, that shit hurt like doggo. I'm still talking to my therapist about that motherfucker, boy.
Hold on, your head's a little baby. Hold on,
yeah, that ain't a good feeling, especially the people that you want to remember your birthday, and they just kind of like, or they text you a couple days later after your birthday, and you just be like, no. I have a friend every year who texts me 2 days after my birthday, and now I think he does it just on purpose. Like, I can't stand him for that.
That's probably just saving his phone. As that,
I don't even be minding when people be late. You know what I'm saying? Because I be forgetting people shit sometimes. I go on Facebook and see it, and I hit them up late. As long as I still get that, like, especially like everybody got shit going on. So if it's like a friend that ain't like close and we ain't seeing each other every day, I don't know what their social media usage be like. People got their own bandwidth. So if I get a late birthday, I done got some month late birthday. Hey, boy, I forgot to hit you up for your birthday. Like, hey, man, I appreciate that shit, cuz, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I came across your mind about something. So I appreciate you for hitting me back with that. I just did that with my dog, Rick. Rick's birthday went by, and I ain't catch it. And by the time I called it, it was 2 days afterwards. You know what I'm saying? I'm still gonna be like, hey, bro, I missed your birthday. Happy birthday, bro. And he still appreciated the shit out of it. I don't think he was, like, sad about it. So, I mean, if you miss absolutely. It, don't. If you miss like, it, still give him that love.
Absolutely. You hit it on the head, though. It's certain people in special situations where you know that's foul. Like, how can you forget my birthday? Like I said, certain situations. But outside of that, I'm just like you. If I see somebody's birthday that month and I just happen to be strolling down socials, I'm going to still type it down there, even if it's a couple of weeks or 2 days later.
I ain't going to lie. I plan to, my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off, Shell.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I planned on like being low key with my shit this year. And then bro had hit me up this morning with a whole lot of energy. I ain't going to lie. That shit felt good. Like, you know.
Aww.
No, because I didn't, you know, I just be low key with my shit. Then bro had hit me up with, he called, text, and then I saw the post he put up. Then sis came back and post up some videos as well. It just felt good. It was a good feeling to be, I guess, recognized and people just shout you out. I went on Facebook. It was a whole lot of love on Facebook, and I've been trying to get away from that app for forever. So I just checked in on that bitch, and it was a whole lot of birthday messages. So I told him go ahead and show love and subscribe to the channel, man.
Nah, man, shit, all love, dog. I try to get love to everybody on their birthday, man. My loved ones, bro. You know, KB, you know I do the same thing with him,
you
bro.
Do, you do. Like, and it be early in the morning.
Yeah, I gotta, hey, bro. So, hey, gonna shoot my dog. You know what I'm saying? Some happy birthday, love.
I appreciate personal all the holidays. Birthday love. Yeah, real talk. Yeah. I appreciate all that personal love. Like y'all was saying, I don't know if my mic working right now, but
yeah, it's good. You good?
All like all y'all was saying, you know, late love, any love, it's all love. You know, it's just the fact that somebody took the time out on your day. You know, or even thought it, even if it's late, they say, "Oh shit, he just had a birthday. Let me recognize it." I think that's all appreciated. It's And I'm like Trey. I used to be like Trey on my birthday, kind of just like whatever. I used to work on my birthday, but somebody told me, you know, take that time for your days. Now I'm just here, and I do look forward to the texts and the birthday wishes on the apps, because that shit just make you happy for that day, and that's what you're supposed to be.
Yeah, no doubt.
I want to get flew out.
Celebrate your dog. Sure. Celebrate your dog's birthday like it's a holiday. That's how we do it, man.
Always.
See, man, my bun, my brother different, bro. I won't get too deep into it, but happy birthday, bro. I bun different, man. We're a year apart, bro. You know what I'm saying? Same bedroom for 18 years. You feel me? Like I ain't never had to worry about having a friend. You feel me? Like, that's a different type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, mental. Like, I be dealing with that with my son sometimes. First of all, the only boy, you feel me? My daughters are like 6-7 years older than him. So, like, he has that little, you know, wants to go be around the guys. He want to, like, even my nephew Noah, he always want to go be around Noah. And I never had that feeling. I always wanted to be around my cousins, but, bro, we always had each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a different type of feeling. We went everywhere together. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody invited me to a pool party, and I was in, like, 5th, 6th grade. Yo, hey, my brother coming. Can I get an extra invitation? Like, that was just how we rolled, bro. And, like, and to this day, we still like that, bro. We'll argue. We disagree on this show. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, we different personalities, different vibes. But at the end of the day, man, my dad, my parents raised us to be, you know, loyal to each other and best friends to each other, man. So that's just what it is, man. Happy B-Day, bro.
I love that.
I appreciate that.
That shit been going on forever.
You know what I'm saying? How everybody April going? Everybody April going good? Yeah, no, I know you got a wild birthday party. Give me a birthday story, bro. A good one. You and your dogs went and tore it down. Y'all made it rain in the strip club. You got about 4 or 5 dances, man, at the brothel.
Dragged all them boys out of Thailand.
Nah, man. You know what,
bro? In the cavalry.
I've never had an epic birthday story. I did like twice before in my life. It wasn't nothing like, it was just me and a person. Well, you know, epic one, it wasn't even really epic. We just rolled, my last birthday, I just flew to Memphis. My partner just pulled up on me. He flew to Memphis too. Oh, just jumped in the up, bro, and just rolled from Memphis. The most random shit, bro. We rolled through Memphis, through backwoods, Louisiana.
Y'all was adventurous? I was just riding to Memphis for no reason. I wanted to get shot at or something? Like, what the fuck was going on?
Man, yeah, Glow. Like,
We was armed up.
Like, we actually went over there to where everything happened. Oh, we
yeah,
went
I'm trying to get shot.
Then we end up at the LSU football game. It was on my birthday. We was driving. Say, bro, they playing the game. We swooped up in there, went to the game. Then went down to New Orleans, met some white people from Canada on the strip, bro, on Bourbon Street. Did some random stuff. We rolled through Mississippi. Then flew back to Cali, man.
Man.
Oh, what?
That's some hella feedback, boy.
I told y'all about my Dubai birthday 40th bash, so I ain't going back into that again.
Oh, yeah? A couple of seats?
Huh?
Nothing?
I told y'all the story about it on the show, many shows back. But I've had some epic ones for sure. I'm real big on birthdays.
Sometimes it goes down in Camel Town.
Yeah. Birthday.
No, shout out to the birthdays, man. It's important to celebrate them and do all our things, man. Let's get into the docket a little bit, man. Everybody, April going smooth, cool, springing. First quarter of the year over with. Y'all achieving y'all goals. Y'all still in the gym. Y'all still got y'all New Year's resolution, resoluting and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Everything's still cool. Okay, just making sure. Gym starting to thin out a little bit.
You know? Yes.
Trying to make sure everybody's still.
I got the netted shirt on, 3 buttons down, bro.
You feeling like South Beach Poppy on your birthday?
Which one of your things still going, Shell?
What you mean? Oh, the goals for one, I'm waiting on a call now for one of my huge big goals that I've been waiting on for about 6 months that I've been working towards. I've been working out and meal planning and doing things like that health-wise. Making some big changes on the health wise and just like overall just continuing to pray. I've been really heavy on reading my Bible this year because I want to finish the Bible again. Well, I ain't gonna say again because I always get so far every year. I always say I'm gonna read the Bible, but I do it in a year, try to do it in a year plan, but I'm not doing that anymore. I'm rolling through it and reading as much as I can every night before I go to bed and during the day when I make time to do so. So just elevating my mind spiritually and getting my health in order and taking better care of myself and just putting myself first in those realms, getting ready for what I already claim is about to happen.
You reading the Trump Bible?
Heck no.
Oh, gotta ask.
Why you ain't reading the Trump Bible? That's the
I'm
only
good.
Bible.
I'ma let you read
it. It's made in the US. It's made
I'ma
in
let
the USA.
You read it.
America. That's America Bible.
I'm gonna let you read it. You got it. That's your homie.
Y'all don't be flirting on the show with Trump Biden.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you see it.
All right, real quick. You
about to have matching shoes.
We had a fan question. Let's kick it off with a fan
that
question. What was the fan? Whoa, dude, hey man, y'all getting people ricochets and shots, man. Y'all don't even know it, man. Yeah, what y'all got going on, man? What was the fan question?
Fan question. Let me pull it up real quick.
Hey, we're rolling smooth today, man. This is how the professionals do it.
Oh yeah. No, this is a pro show
right here, man.
Yeah, fan question. Have you all ever encountered or dated someone and thought he or she was too perfect? Things were going well, but the unhealed version of you couldn't accept or fumbled a genuinely good person.
Man, hell yeah. Right person, wrong time. That is a true thing, boy. That is a true thing for real.
I believe God worked God perfect, bro. You wouldn't shit to that girl at that moment for a reason. God was... God was her, bro. wrong time.
I was on a different journey.
He handcrafted you to be ancient for somebody else.
He definitely showed you in her something.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lesson for both parties.
Yeah.
Man, what it taught me is not to let my past blessings block my current blessings. And I think that's what a lot of people do. We let the past block the current. When we need to just remove all that from that other person and can't assign what that last person was to the new person. And you just gotta walk that walk, man. Forget all that. You have 4 hours to heal, bro. You good.
4 hours. That's enough time.
Yeah.
If it's good, it's good, bro. Keep it. Trust me. Fix yourself.
No, I never I do. It's like every now and then. I don't believe in that. Like I believe like timing is we all on God's time and everything happens at certain times for a reason. Like, I believe that, right? But there are times where I have like these moments where I'll see somebody that I dated in the past or you know that took me serious, that wanted to do shit, and I feel bad on how I move. You know what I'm saying? I look back and be like, yo, I could have moved a little bit more mature. You know what I'm saying? Genuinely, that young lady wanted to spend time with me. You know, you mature and you look back and like, you know, I was kind of childish, like ghosting and doing weird shit like that. So it's times where I have like moments like that, but I don't ever believe like, you know, like the time and she was the right person at the right time. No, I think we're all on God's time and God was looking out for both of us. I ain't into spending the block, but that could be a thing later. And if you both were at that same like mental level and trying to, you know, move forward, then you can give it a shot. But nah, bro, I just believe God work on time with all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what'll make you spend the block?
I've never done it, so I don't know.
Shoot, I think so. I'm thinking.
Not saying I wouldn't or anything like that. Just saying I never have, so I wouldn't know.
I agree with Silk. I think that people do come into your life at a time and for a reason. Even if you say it's your blessing or her blessing, maybe he's showing you what you missed out on for a reason or maybe. But I always think you just live and you grow. Like, you learn from that. You get better. You get a better version of you the next time around. Like, you always constantly growing. So I don't look at it as I fumble somebody. Like, it just happened.
No, I look at it like all them motherfuckers fumbled me. They fumbled a motherfucking good ass bag. Cause I was 100. I was a solid motherfucker, bro. I was giving them.
Even at your worst, you was good, huh?
I ain't never been at my worst. That's the thing, dog. I'm a sucker for love. Big ass sucker.
That's the flaw right there.
That's my flaw. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They fumbled.
Yeah. They don't want no sucker for love. They want you to let me shut up.
Oh,
yeah.
I definitely had people fumble me.
Why people be fumbling y'all, man?
Shit, they ain't used to good dick. I guess I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know if people really phone me. Some of the situations I wasn't worth shit. So,
oh
I
damn,
I don't want to say we fumbled. I fumbled them. They fumbled me. It's just like you said. God showed us.
You think it was just your situation at the time, like? I think that's kind of harsh to say you wouldn't worth shit. Like, I think no matter what phase of life you're going through, like, I think everybody kind of
like, I was young and, bitch, I was out here a little bit in these streets and it was, I just was there.
Yeah, I had an ancient era. Like,
I wasn't shit.
I wasn't shit. You know, so I look back, not to say like I ain't never valued myself, but I looked at like.
Right, same. But you just know you wasn't. I wasn't good intentions to your parents at that time. Like,
for sure.
So I know that situation is what it is. Maybe she probably dodged the bullet. Who knows? But I won't look at it as I fumbled her. Like I messed up. I need to go recover and get the ball and try to scoop and score again. I don't look at it like it's incomplete pass. Turnover on downs. All right, go on.
Experiences, man. That's where right. I see it. Like,
but would you double back?
Everybody's
you say,
experience.
Who?
You. You said no.
I ain't never double back, like cuff some again.
Yeah, she was saying like after you got through the phase where you like went through your ain't shit phase, now you feel like you
are like,
would you? Would you?
Oh no, I'm going forward.
So you never double back?
I ain't never cuffed nothing. I done cuffed the phone. No.
Ain't no recuffing?
No, I mean, I done dibbled in the cookie jar, but I ain't never cuffed nothing that I done cuffed before. Like, he never did.
He came back and said, let me get a little bit. I still ain't shit.
No.
Gotcha, bitch.
I mean, hey, it don't work like that, but I ain't never double back to be with him again,
Yeah, fuck, because once I'm in like single mode, bro, I want something new. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to go experience, and I'm a free agent, dog. Like, I don't want to go back because I'm gonna remember the things that why we didn't connect the first time. Like,
yep, it's gonna replay
certain things, even some of the things I've done.
It could have been you though.
I know, and now we got baggage. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna get something fresh. That's just my mindset. I just gotta get something new.
It's me, but we got baggage though.
No, I know. I understand.
He's right though. Baggage because she might not let it go.
That's what I'm saying. That shit gonna keep coming up.
That's baggage, bro. He's right.
Unless you both like go through the steps of getting healed, like that shit just gonna keep coming up, no matter like that phase of you being ain't shit is gonna constantly, like, she gonna be triggered about certain different things, and it's just gonna continue to come up. So I could get the mindset of just like, all right, well, just let's just both do something new. But I would attempt though. Like, I never been through that.
Was that engagement?
Man, it's if you on Facebook, it's going off right now.
What's up?
Chi Chi said, I definitely did that and ghosted him directly after. I made that man walk to the trolley station and take the trolley home. For what? She put that boy on the train.
Who?
What happened? Double back in the relationship.
She doubled back.
Somebody that fumbled. She doubled back. She fumbled him. Well, he fumbled her. He came back, so she played the game raw.
Yeah.
Double back, fella.
That's why you don't do it. Shit.
Made that man walk home. And then Quinn say, I might have missed some people.
Yeah, Chi-Chi did that on purpose. Chi-Chi did that shit on purpose.
Yeah, she put the roach in the car. So Chi-Chi diabolical, boy. You might not piss off.
That's what this is, like, women like Chi-Chi, she say, why you need a prenup. That's why you need a prenup, because just as much as they love you, they'll hate you just as much, yeah, bro. Like, that's one thing about women. When they like, a woman scorned, that same amount of love she had for you and affection, shit, that same passion is gonna be on the opposite side of the shit when she mad and this shit over with. And then you got roaches in your car because you ain't got a prenup.
Yeah.
Or she'll set your house on fire and help you out, be outside with the garden hose, helping you put it out.
Yeah.
She said, Memphis made.
Oh, man.
That's why you was in Memphis.
Yeah.
Did y'all link up to the drive-bys together? For your
add up.
She was in VA. Oh,
fumbled a little bit, boy. You fumbled.
I know. I'm like, wait, huh?
You trying to get his time stamp right.
Hold on. Chi-Chi the homie. She faithfully married.
Oh, okay. No, I don't want no smoke.
Two beautiful kids.
Yeah.
She got Chi-Chi. I don't want no smoke, cuz.
Her husband, a rifle expert in the army, bro.
He reads
I apologize, cuz.
Absolutely.
He reading the cheating nigga handbook right now.
You was not about to have Nate on my ass.
Whoa. Yeah,
you say he a rifle shooter, and they still ain't found, they found Dolph Killer yet?
No, they ain't found him.
Okay.
No, they probably.
I apologize,
Chi-Chi. Her and Nate probably stretched him out, man.
Cut it
her
out. Nate.
I don't know smoke with Memphis, bro. Memphis, y'all people ain't playing right now, cuz.
Yeah, you and Nate good in my book, Chi-Chi.
Yeah, I was just playing. We was just bullshit.
Much respect to Nate and Chi-Chi.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where they killed MLK at, bro.
Yeah. He was up there cheating, though.
Well, don't do it. Don't do it. We even do the dot like that on your birthday, bro.
I know.
Don't do the dot like that.
God, that boy, you ain't supposed to have all that aggression in your heart.
Yo, get murdered while you cheating is crazy. You can imagine getting murdered while you cheating?
Damn, Gio.
That man was like, white people. Was like, man, get this nigga up out of here.
That who you were pointing at. Like, is that her right there? No, just play.
Y'all.
All right, we joking about the wrong shit right now. We're going to get it. We're going to get
so wrong.
Allegedly.
It's Trey's birthday.
All these are from Brother Gio's notebook I'm reading.
What else? That's all we got from the Facebook engagement. Ask us questions, too. Like, y'all hang out with us a little bit. It's a family show. But put the kids to sleep. It's 9:15. Called child services.
Tuck them in.
That's for the grown family.
Tuck them in if your AC on. If your AC work, your AC ain't working on, tuck them in. They're going to be hot.
And they might have to sweat that fever out.
Y'all got AC rules at the crib.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Don't ever turn it on.
I'm talking your shit, cuz.
My kids don't respect that, bro. They be on that bitch touching, don't know what's going on there. I say, bro, you know what? My daddy would shoot and beat the whole house if they would just touch his AC. Y'all be on this bitch pressing dials and getting this, like, customizing the temperature for y'all bedtime and shit.
What it set to?
Who, me? I'm a, bro, I get cold very easily. I'm a frail guy, bro. So I be having that joint at about 77.
Oh, damn. I keep that bitch at
70. Mine don't come on.
70?
Mines don't come
on. That's crazy.
70 that's the average temp, right?
That's freezing.
70 kind of cold, boy.
That shit cold in my house.
I mean, I keep mine at 73.
I would think y'all
75 is like where I roam during the summertime, but like this time of the year, bro, like I get cold very easily, bro. I got You know, petite women weight and shit.
You guys' weather is a lot warmer than mine, so
we get a real nice breeze down there. But
bullshit,
nah.
You know, mine stay off damn walls.
Yeah, right.
I do not turn that AC on at all.
I just leave it at 73. That night, I might push it to 70.
But that's that Cali
refugee camp.
No, that's that Cali weather. You don't have to
call DCF
at night.
It no, I got that quiet cool where it take the outside air, the cool air, and disperse it through the house. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, they ain't offering me that.
Man, you turn a AC on in California, automatically $500.
Yeah, you don't have to use
as soon as it switch on, automatically they're gonna charge you $500.
A day? Like what's going on? No, what do you mean? $500?
It's just the electricity is so high, man. It's so high, bro. It's ridiculous.
Break down the $500 for me though. Like what? That's on the monthly bill, or is it just like every time you cut it on?
On a month, if you turn it on in that month, you're gonna get about a $500 bill just for even if it's one time. They just be waiting for that little spike. Oh, he got it. Yeah, we're gonna charge him. Go ahead and raise the rates on them. Everything they're trying to raise the rates right now, 22%.
Oh damn.
On an electric bill, man, and it's like I got solar and everything, and like the little that I do use. I'm in the positive now. It's just ridiculous.
But the air system that you use, they keep the temp at like you say what, like 74, 75, something like that?
Nah, because the quiet cool, it'll get it down to like 60 something at night. It'll get it down to 60 something in the house.
That's good as hell. That's too cold.
Yeah. You can control it, right?
Yeah, for us, we didn't have to use it at all when we was in Cali. We would just open the windows. I don't know if you guys like that fresh air that comes in. It gets like down to a nice little temperature around right before sunset.
There's mountains and shit out there. So.
And I don't turn the heat on either. Red Eyes, he came over to the house one day. He was like,
pull yourself up by the bootstrap.
Can you turn the heat on? I said, if you move enough, you'll be good.
No.
How that work when a woman come over?
Sweat that shit.
What?
I'm not gonna be.
I got that Snuggie. I got the Snuggie for him.
You got the same Snuggie for every woman that come over?
Right. Cause I got sensitive skin. I'm not putting on no damn Snuggie.
Are you going over there?
No, but I'm saying, don't be offering me no Snuggie with somebody else wearing the neck around it all. No.
It get washed and I fold it and put it back up in a plastic bag.
For the next one.
My dog ain't player, dog. Tell him Nova. Man, name Nova. You don't think that boy got extra Snuggies and they gonna smell like it's fresh Donnie out of the dryer, bro. Yeah. He gonna go warm it in the dryer for you when you put
and
it in.
And I'm already
dryer,
bro. I'm already 10 steps ahead of you.
He is not running that dryer.
I do because it's gas. I do because it's gas.
Cooler than a bitch.
So I'm good.
I'm air drying that shit.
You might put him on a
cold thing. Yeah. He air-washing it and air drying it while he cutting the grass. No.
Yeah.
I don't cut the grass. It's turf.
Everybody loves Chris Dad.
I save on water.
That's you.
Because I got turf, so I save on water now. I got rid of all the grass.
Watch Everybody Loves Chris. You that daddy, bro. I can tell. Over your kids.
Hey, man. I got, because my kids used to leave the light switches on. I went and got the Wi-Fi light switches, so now I control everything from my phone. And then I even got the Google thing, so when I leave home, man, all the lights turn off.
So they turn on the lights, then you be like, pull that phone out, turn it right off on
you. Yep.
Lock it.
So do the kids ever come to you and be like, Daddy, it's hot as hell in here?
Right.
Yeah.
He don't care.
I say go sit in front of the fan.
See?
Or stop moving.
Go sit in front of the fan. Stop moving, stop breathing.
Well, I can already. Mother, don't send me back over there.
Man, listen here, bro. I run away.
I'm telling you.
I'll bring you some elves home. I'm just going to go fail a class. I'm about to protest. I'm going to just protest with an elf. Go home with some bad grade. You know what I'm saying? Then when you beat me, I'm going to call DC elf and shit. Like, I'm going to protest with you with the AC shit if I was shit.
Oh, yeah. The counselor's going to be like, yo, why your grade drop from an A to an F? Like,
this motherfucker ain't running. See, the key is during the summertime, you don't give them as much iron.
But go run the boot camp.
So they're cold. And during the wintertime, you give them a lot of iron and they're hot. That's the key.
You got it down to a science.
I don't think you need to be saying this on airways. You might get your ass locked up.
So in other words, they mom, when she makes them mad or they get in trouble, she threatened them, I'm going to send you over your daddy house. And they already know that's like, yeah, I'm not going to go over there.
They be like, they love it. My daughter love it because she like the temperature drop at night, the fans on, the air coming in is super cold. She like, yeah. She in heaven. She get deeper under the covers and be out of there.
Ken, what do you do, Shell, for your rotation? You let the heat run, let the air run, or you got time restraints on your shit too?
Well, I mean, I have a system where I can manipulate it from my phone. I blow the fans, so we have fans in every room. I keep the fans going because we like that. And then the central air, I don't turn it off, but I turn it probably like 75, 77 while I'm gone. And then when I get home, I'll take it down a little bit to get comfortable.
Yeah, I ain't talking about for the kids. I'm talking about for the person you dating. You ever had an empty situation house where you dating somebody and they were like, yo, it's too like either hot or cold up in this motherfucker. Like what?
I'll adjust it.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta be a good, you gotta be, have some hospitality, man. Exactly. You can't be like my man Nova and this bitch, like just having, hey, you hot, rebel. You better go in and take a dip in the pool.
I tell him, I got some ice cream,
popsicle sticks in the fridge. Like you can't be doing
cool
that.
Sit in the tub.
if they cold, I offer them socks.
We'll step up.
If move. They hot, I take the socks off.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You running a dry poom poom camp around there, boy. You got to cater towards the women, man. You got to make sure they. Temperature wise, you know, women gonna be checking that shit. They get cold quick. Like, bro, mine in this house, bro, shit. Cut the AC down to 72. Like, all right, this bitch cold in the motherfucker. I go bundle up in the blanket. Next thing, you know, 30 minutes go by. I'm sweating. I'm like, what the hell just happened? Go back to the AC. That bitch on 82. I'm like, hey, what's going on here, cuz?
Oh,
Christmas time. Check this out. So all year you keep the AC on 75, right?
Right.
I'm like, okay, that's respectable. It's kind of chilly in here, but I respect that. Whatever, you got your temperature. So Christmas time in South Florida, it's cold outside. Now you ain't got to cut the AC on in that bitch 75. Now the heat on.
Just
hey, what
window,
the
bro.
Hell is
South
going?
Florida, it get cool down here. I just open the window.
On.
See, that's if you don't ever cut it on, you won't have that problem. Your body will be adjusted and
you
ready
that
for
bitch
all.
On in Florida.
And South Florida, bro, you take about 3-4 baths, bro. Like South Florida, different, dog.
He talking crazy as hell. He think he finna do that system before.
Florida, you doing that shit? That shit ain't working here.
I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana.
It ain't the same heat.
You ain't doing no. It get hot in Louisiana. You ain't doing that shit in Louisiana either.
Yeah, no.
But that boy ain't living. How long? When last time you lived that motherfucker
with no AC?
Yeah.
I know your dad beat your ass, but he had AC in the house. He ain't that crazy. I know he swung on you, but
if he didn't, that's why he beat your ass.
Because he was hot.
He beating his ass. He beating your ass.
You got to take this shit out. Come here, Jit.
It wasn't as hot when growing up.
Come on,
it was hot. But it ain't. This a different heat. The heat that we got now ain't the heat that we had when we was younger. Ain't no hell. Ain't no way, bro.
Shit.
Ain't no way I survive out in that heat, bro.
You gotta go down.
It's hotter now. Heat.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely hotter now, man. It's definitely hotter. Bro, it's hot at 10 in the morning, bro.
With you, MAGA man. Like, I know that weather change shit is some real shit. I ain't got no weather beef, bro.
I'm surprised he believe in the climate change. I mean, use it.
Yeah, they ain't really his people.
Oh yeah, I believe in the greenhouse gases.
Okay. You switching things up.
You ran that by Big T.
Ladybug.
I don't think that's in his Bible.
Slide that comment.
Said, thank you for the gift card.
Hey, Ladybug, we appreciate you for hanging out with us each and every show. It's all love. Like and subscribe on YouTube. We're giving away gift cards for every 500 subscribers we get. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We're giving out that's Red Eyes and Ladybug.
Anybody Red Eyes, Chi-Chi, and Quinn. Chi-Chi and Quinn. They got theirs too.
I wonder what Chi-Chi gonna buy with her. She's the most diabolical, y'all say. Right? I wonder if she can buy with her.
and you like to know.
She's gonna probably buy a red ant form and throw it in somebody's car.
Yeah, you never know with her. She might start breeding roaches and selling them to bitter women. Mm-hmm. Sound like a lucrative business.
Five for the
dog. The TV show Parish, have you seen that? That shit takes place in Louisiana. That's a fire ass show. I don't know if y'all caught that yet, but check that shit out. It's gas, bro.
What's it about?
On AMC. What's my man's name? I'm forgetting the Hispanic brother that was on.
Hold on. Chi Chi say she gonna get a belt to whoop some ass.
the Spanish dude that was on the chicken guy on the chicken restaurant in the Meth show.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, so old
the clucking
boy,
chicken or whatever.
Yeah, I'm forgetting his name. Let me Google his name real quick and pair the Parish show while I'm talking here. But he's starring role in a show called Parish, which takes place in Louisiana. He's a driver. He has a limousine car company type situation. Has a past history of working with like doing crimes and being a driver for like criminals and shit like that. Heist. Mm-hmm. Like he has a like background of that, but he's retired, old friend, get out of jail, end up getting him intertwined with some African mob type dudes in New Orleans and shit. So it's like some mob shit. It's only episode 3 is where it's at. They drop them weekly. It's on AMC, but check that shit out. I think it's dope as fuck. Let me look this up real quick, Parrish. I want to say his name because...
I seen that that clip. I'm going to definitely watch that, man. I'm going to definitely check that out tonight.
His name is Giancarlo Esposito.
He's a good actor, man. He's a good actor.
Very good actor. Very good.
He's like a thespian.
Man, this whole time I ain't know that man was Spanish.
Yeah.
You can't look at him and tell?
The man from Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
The meth?
I mean, he black. They got like, once you go over to like...
He Afro-Latino.
Like, yeah, Afro-Latino.
Yeah.
But the brother
all over Miami. Black Cubans everywhere.
Oh, I'm thinking about the white man from Breaking Bad.
Good ass show though. Y'all go check that out. Let me know what y'all think about it. If y'all go check it out, y'all boys too. Like, follow back up with me. I haven't got a chance to watch the Unlocked show, but I'm gonna give that TV series a spin this weekend.
See KB, you watched it?
Nope, I don't really watch TV much.
Now he stereotyped KB like a motherfucker, didn't it?
he went on the last show. He was just asking him. Don't do that.
I'm just fucking with him.
I just asked
what is it about?
Cats locked up in Arkansas, and they did the experiment where they basically let them run the cell. It was communal living. They took the guards out.
Definitely don't want no shit like them. That.
Good, bro.
It probably is, bro. But that ain't none of that. Oh, run past my screen.
I'm gonna sat in that bitch for real. I don't want to see nobody. Bro, I don't want to see it for entertainment. That's why, it's hard to watch that shit.
Only reason what made me want to watch it, I'm the same way with y'all, but only reason what made me want to watch it is they try to make it more humane, make their situation more humane, and like give them like freedoms and shit that, you know, like you typically wouldn't see. So it made me want
to. Better life, man.
Yeah.
That shit was scripted, bro. Scripted. It was always scripted.
Trust me.
Nah, Uncle Randy. You can't script Uncle Randy, bro. You can't script Uncle Randy, bro. That boy, Uncle Randy, reminds
it's
you
county
of the
jail
everyday
too,
OG
it ain't prison.
They in county jail,
but
yeah, they in
the
county.
But it's the ones. All these dudes, they the heavy hitters. The capital murder charges, aggravated assault.
If they ain't up that road,
they doing a pretrial lockup.
Yeah,
these the ones ain't gonna get bonded out. They bond like millions of dollars, and their family ain't got the money.
But they ain't county, bro. It's really
shit
like,
don't get real till you up the road.
It don't get real till they get shipped out of there.
No, this shit.
There's some county.
These boys in there, like these boys in there. Them dudes in there, like he said, like most of them end up a capital murder, aggravated assault.
Yeah. So if you go to jail for jaywalking right now, you sitting in the jail with capital murder. They county jail. They holding, waiting trial. They all sit in the county.
But this jail system is different because it's. I don't know if it's.
No, it's different. They separate them. Yeah. It's a big ass county jail. It's like a. It's really a prison. It's really a prison. These are the dudes that's passed the initial like 90 days wait. I think it is. Before you trial, then they shoot you at the detention center. It's still county, but it's a prison.
Yeah,
like it's back just, home, it's back home,
prison. You got prison. The same. I understand what y'all saying, but it's not. It's just not prison, and it's just gonna be a county feel from a lot of different standpoints. Like even with getting weapons shit, and LA county and all that type of shit. Yeah, for
you but, gotta go and, catch the fades.
You compare the jail to the prison, it's still gonna be a vast difference. You know what I'm saying? Even though their county jail is rough.
The lockups.
You breaking up, bro? What you say?
You blurred too.
No, the lockups is real, man.
Yeah, no, like it's a vast. Like we're just trying to explain. It's a vast difference between a county. Like there's violent count. I'm not making it like it's light and it's a cakewalk. No, it's some violent county jails, bro. Like I was in one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like it goes down. But what happens when you're off that road? Like you really, it's a different world, bro. Like rarely you see people getting murdered in county jails like you see in state prisons. It's just it's a totally different feel. And it's gonna be more savagery, you feel me, with the phones and some of the experiments they were trying, though. So I know I'm just saying it's probably a different feel than like state prison.
Yeah, for this
Arkansas
experience,
is
most
still
of
like a third world country, though. So
yeah, for this experience, most of them was in jail that had like very serious charges. Whether it was like, and they pinned them all in the same block with what they call H block.
They're about to get ready to get shipped out, though. They're not gonna stay there.
Yeah.
That's yeah, yeah, and by the end of it, they let you know, okay, some people by the end of it ended up like getting out, and they still like on awaiting trial and whatnot. So it was just all like serious.
Like some bonded out, some bonded out, right. Some
you
got
can't
sent,
do that in prison. You can't once like you in prison, you in there. You no bond, ain't no
you're stuck.
You just better
just from
get
a mindset. From a mindset, right? Think about it. You still got a little hope when you're in jail because you're going to trial, right? You don't. They haven't given you the 100 years yet. The moment they say them 100 years, like them dudes up the road, mindset is just a totally different. It's a totally different change because all hope is gone. And you know, bro, like this is it. This is my fate for the next 10, 20, 30 years, whatever they done gave me. You feel me? It's just a different mindset.
And I think that's a part of the experiment. That's why, like, after they get a sentence or whatever, they ship them off to somewhere different.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's all a part of that experiment that he's trying to see, and then he's trying to like break it off to different like blocks of that jail to where it's not
it's
just
not an
that
experiment.
One.
They not experiment. They entertaining y'all.
Yeah,
like, this is not an experiment though. It's definitely entertainment. They know what they have to do to fix prisons. Like it's not an experiment. They definitely know like human behavior. They done a lot of stuff with rodents and shit like that, putting them in different environments and watching them adapt. Like they know what was supposed to happen. So this is really entertainment for the most part.
Quinn say, nah, prison is more chill than county.
No, sir.
Like other way around.
That's what Quinn say.
County got overnight warriors, bro. They just there for, you can't stay in county no longer than a year.
I guess it depends on, like, I heard, well,
if
some
you're
people
in trial, you can't get, you can't get sentenced longer than a year. If you wait in trial, you can sit in a minute, but.
County jail is like a cake, bro. Like, when you go to prison, like what he's saying, like, when you're in county jail, it's always the hope, oh, I might beat this trial, or I can get out. Once you've been sentenced and now they send you to prison, you got niggas who ain't coming.
Nobody getting
home
raped
ever.
In no county jails, bro.
No,
like that don't go down in no
county
dog.
Like that.
They say that don't go down in federal.
Federal is a whole different.
Federal is different. That's a different.
Prison.
That's a different world.
Federal luxury.
Federal is nice. It compared to jail, like, bro, you want to go fed? You got rights and shit. You got certain rights in fed prison.
Certain federal penitentiaries, them boys is hey. Pollock Penitentiary
jail,
in Louisiana, man. The federal penitentiary at Pollock, man. Them boys, they,
you compare.
I think last year they had like five murders.
Yeah,
they had the. Oh, Angola ain't nothing like Gola. Ain't nothing like Gola.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you compare it to like the state. Federal is always a more of a cakewalk. Like you have access to like 9 times out of 10, the COs in federal ain't trying to beat you like that. Like with the correction office, you got to deal with on the state level, especially in these small towns where these prisons be at, be super racist,
privatized.
Like, it's a hellhole. But
No, I don't think none of that shit a cakewalk, though, to be real with your Quinn or whoever said it. None of that shit a cakewalk. Like, you still hell in that no. motherfucker locked down and shit, your mentals and that.
Quinn said, I've been in both. Y'all listen, watch too much TV.
I went to ISS and that shit went no cakewalk, boy.
She said,
like, you get getting people away from civilization and isolating them, that shit ain't easy. You ever said a whole day of in school suspension?
I had a bunch of times.
That shit torture.
What the that hell shit is felt like the feds, suspension? Boy.
Y'all don't got what's ISS that? When you grew up, when you get
hell nah. When you we went to Aiken Optional School, you got suspended your ass going to Aiken Optional School and they bust over. Bro, no, they gave you prison choice, dog. They,
school, like if I get sometimes I don't know, bro. They used to give us we had a thing in Florida was called in school suspension. So
yeah, we didn't get that. You didn't have that option.
Shit was ignorant. Let me break this shit down. How ignorant it was, bro. Now you know I've been protesting and boycotting since I was like knee high, bro. But I came to school one day. They started this new rule, dog. Like if you late, you got to sit the whole clock, the whole school day. If you late for first period, you got to sit the whole fucking school day in school suspension. So I don't walk fresh into this new rule, don't know shit. And they told me, hey, you late, you got to go to in school suspension. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I don't want to go to first period anyway. I ain't do my homework. So I'm sitting in that bitch, chilling. Bell rang, ding, ding. I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. Dude was like, hey, where you going? No, you got to sit here the whole day. I was like, what? Like, yeah, you were late. So I was like, okay, so I'm late to one of my classes. You mean I got to miss the other six? Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works. I was like, yep, I'm out. I walked smooth out, went to my car. I was senior in high school, dog. I went home. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, y'all call my mama and tell her this dumb shit that y'all got going on. My mama went up there and went off.
That shit didn't last, though. Man. I remember that shit, though. You late in class.
That shit was
late
dumb.
The period, they put you in ISS. But you also used to get ISS.
They didn't give you homework that ain't got nothing to do with your curriculum.
You just give your packet of work.
ISS.
Yeah, like, what is that?
Had a packet of
y'all
work.
Y'all sure y'all wasn't especially...
No, man, ISS.
Y'all
like,
show y'all what especially like ISS.
If you had three tardies or something, instead of them suspending you or giving you detention, you go to in school. You come to class, but you go to just one room and you don't move. You get lunch brought to you. You don't move. You don't come out of
class. You get to eat with the special ed kids that week. You go to eat lunch at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I don't want to be. Nah, hell no. Nah. I don't
want to hand out helmet.
Nah. Nah, the motherfucker be walking. You see him walk down the hall. You see, you never see him
throwing up gang signs. And he's like, nah, that motherfucker's crazy, crazy for real. Like,
when it was time to get suspended, man, put me in ISS because I ain't want to get sent home. I know I'm gonna get in trouble. Send me ISS. Let me get in school.
Nah, we got suspended. Like they sent you anytime you got suspended. It was the minimum was 3 days. The minimum was 3 days. They hit you with a 5 day. Boy, that week at Aiken Option, all you did was. Right, bro. All you did was right.
So
you couldn't
y'all
talk.
Get suspended, they send y'all to another school.
Yeah, Aiken Optional School.
How many days you got to go there?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. But we get suspended. You going home, man? Mom and daddy got to find somewhere.
Hey, bro. And it was the longest week, bro. Because if you had a fade to get caught, say you had ops at the other school, and they heard you got suspended, so they get suspended, so they meet you up at Aiken Optional. It's gonna go down there too.
Shit. Now the moment where I realized
like
this
jail,
shit,
don't it?
Yeah, this shit is stupid. Like I was
school to prison pipeline is what they call it, fellas. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Troy.
Oh no, I was gonna say like when I found out that all this shit was dumb stupid when I got out of the Navy and I was a sheriff, right? I worked at the motherfucking jail.
Hold on,
like,
Rick
man,
Ross. Talk about it.
Oh man, hey.
Yeah, Kim, boy, snitching.
Hey, you can call me whatever you want to call me, nigga. I was employed.
Community needs snitches. Charleston White told us that.
Oh, yeah. He.
Starting
well,
to
you,
boycott.
Well, don't you? Don't
boy
you?
Boy Scout for snitches.
Oh, yeah. Fuck all that. But I was a sheriff for a little stretch, and I was working at the jail, and I'm like, man, every day I'm coming into this motherfucker. Your mindset change. You dealing with motherfuckers who trying to, like, fight you and find ways to manipulate you. Like it was just a stressful environment. And then after that, I was like, fuck this. I ended up joining the Coast Guard. I ended up getting locked up on Father's Day for some shit. That motherfucker knew I was a sheriff, bro. And they still locked me up and threw me in the motherfucker like with them stone blood criminals. And I'm in that motherfucker just like laid up, like, bro, like I can't sleep. These motherfuckers yelling, screaming, and they trying to get at my ass because I was a sheriff. Boy, that was the most stressful shit. So, huh?
Yeah, they trying to get you in the back, huh? Did you take a shower?
I don't shit think crazy. They fucking like that in county. They fucking in y'all county jails like that. They
I just
want
to clear it up for the streets, man, because people listening, you know what I'm saying, it's a jail experience. And
I ain't say nothing about getting ass, though. Y'all brought that to the conversation.
You said they was after my ass.
What you got locked up for?
After my ass, and I was just wanting to clear things up, make sure let everybody know my brother wasn't tampered with.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't put you in SAG? They ain't Thanks put you in, like, second?
Clearing that up. Huh?
I got you.
You need PC up? They ain't put you in PC?
No, this is why I knew the system was fucked up. They knew I was a sheriff, and they didn't put me in PC, no.
You showed your badge and everything. They said, that don't count, you colored. Locked it down.
Y'all trying to bring rape into the situation no matter how the conversation goes.
Bro, they ain't rape.
We just trying to clear it up because you said them boys on your ass. And we just, you know, was it a Diddy party in the back?
Well, how long you was in that motherfucker? You said using it for a minute. Was they on your ass when you was in there? Using that longer than I was just in there for a weekend.
What's going on, man?
I'm trying to see where we want to go. Nah. I'm trying to take this bubble.
What's happening?
He got a confession.
I don't think he's.
That was good. That was the one time I was proud to be a family member of my last name. That held weight.
All right, what we got, man? What else we got on the docket? And did a prison breakdown for the streets. I mean, it's a
Quinn
thing,
say
dog.
She ain't. I ain't telling you what I heard, but I don't ask me know how I know.
Quinn, yeah, you don't love and locked up.
Middle
gotta,
school. I went to ISS
back.
Like three times.
We got to scroll back
said,
like some love
ISS
and lockups
like three times.
Find Quinn on that thing, dating.
Chi Chi say the rule one Pen don't paddling. Get caught. I know Chi Chi been in there. She been at 201. Downtown Maine, fourth floor bound Maine. That's where you find Chi Chi at 201-44.
Oh yeah, you get live
right
now.
Right off Arbor Street.
All right, you got a hierarchy take on. Hey Quinn, watch that. Your mic picking up all the twisting, bro. Yeah, I'm sound checking around this motherfucker. But hey, welcome Quan to the show. This is my younger cousin hanging out with us for a little bit. I don't know why Michelle ain't say bye or nothing. Like, we gotta get like HR rules and human resource policies and shit. Look at that shit pop back up now. Like, what the hell?
She said the two puff pass at the bottom got me hollering. Quinn. Which one, Quinn? Man, you gotta be on this Facebook. They going off in these comments today, man, on Facebook. Trey, pull up the Facebook, man. They have been lighting the comments up.
Quan, what's up with it, man? You just smoking on the show, man. Introduce yourself. Say something, dog. You just on here smoking. Like, who the guy just showed up just smoking weed, man? What's up with it? Good?
I mean, I was waiting for, like, a proper introduction. I didn't want to interrupt what y'all had going, so I wanted to be respectful. Man.
What's up? It's Quan kicking it with us. Shell gonna join us back on the show. What topics we got, man? You had a hierarchy question. Who that? Oh, you talking about Quan and KB? What's up with it, man? You had a hierarchy question. What topic on the docket?
Who you talking to?
The collective. All right, screw that topic. I ain't put it on there anyway. I mean, I'm just trying to bring up the topics people put on the docket, bro. If I bring it up, I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know who put it up. That's why I asked who you.
Hey, would you go on it? No, would you go? Oh, I got a topic. Would you go on a date to the Frank and Beverly Mays concert?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I did an Anita Baker concert.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I got it on my.
Are you going, Michelle?
I think they're on their like finale tour.
No,
right
I was just
now,
asking.
So.
I was just asking.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're on like their.
Is that
I
a good
they're
date
on like
night?
Their, oh my God, we're like jumping into each other. What are you saying? I think you're lagging or something, bro.
You went on one show? You went to the Franklin Baby?
Oh, absolutely. Man. Yes. It was a farewell tour. So, I mean, of course, I'm a fan. The OJs did their thing. Frankie Beverly did his thing, huh?
Did you wear all white?
I did not wear all white. I wore cream and like a beige brownish kind of top. So I did not wear all white. I didn't want to wear all white. I went back and forth about it, but I didn't want to. But I fit in just fine. But it was.
You fit in fine with what demographic you fit in fine with?
I was fine.
Did you go with your homegirls or you went with a date?
I'm saying why I just want to know why we have what this topic is about. Why is it an issue you went on? They went on a date, a Frankly Beverly Mays date.
Exactly. Explain yourself.
No, not at all. I was just asking while Silk looked for a topic. Did you go on a date or you went with your homegirl, Shell?
I did not go with my homegirls. I went with a friend, a male friend.
Yeah. Oh, so it was a date.
It had to be an old motherfucker, boy. You went.
Why you think that? I'm a fan of old music.
We picked you up in the catalog.
Those are legends. You know what I'm saying? Those are absolute legends.
You just don't go to that type of concert with anybody. That's why, like, he got to be of a certain cloth, and he got to be like the old washcloth.
No, we have been chopping it up through and trying to link our schedules to get together for lunch or dinner or whatever. And he was checking in on me that particular day. I think that might have been a Friday or Thursday prior to Saturday when the concert was. And you know, I was like, "Hey, you got tickets to this?" And he was like, "No, I'm thinking about getting them last minute. I want to go, but it's been a long week." And I said the same. I want to go too, but it's been a long week. If I go, it's last minute as well.
He definitely got raisins in his pocket.
When Saturday rolled by and we touched base with each other, I think I told him, I said, "You know what? I'm going to take a nap and I'm going to hit you up after and see how you feel." And then I hit him up and I was like, "All right, you still want to roll?"
Y'all in the 15 over club.
Get to the highlights of this. Get to the highlight of this date.
Ain't no highlight.
Absolutely not.
It's pre-game coverage.
He's in his 40s.
They get Metamucil shots and they call him to quit.
So just a friend. I had to go through all the explanation. You got enough information, Nova?
Yeah.
No,
you good.
Okay. But I'm with KB because you know.
What? Yo, I don't know what's going on right here. Cosinette, man, Cosinette, the streamer, YouTuber, dude that does, like, you know, a lot of viral things, bring a lot of entertainers on. He has had an internet exposing by a sex worker, it seems. He purchased himself some a night off the menu of the tricking menu, and I guess he didn't pay, or like she wanted him to pay, but he got exposed with a previous purchase of $5,000, which I thought was crazy. Like, she didn't look like $5,000 worth of work, but you know, like, you're worth what they're willing to pay, you feel me? But what y'all thought about that, man? Like,
horrible lace front.
People can't wait to expose each other. Like, that's just like a common thing. Like, it's like that energy is in 2024 heavy, exposing of one another. I mean, even from the Cat Williams things to you look at hip hop, but like people exposing each other on the internet, screenshots and all that. Y'all be careful out here, man. Don't just be.
It's not safe.
It's not safe at all.
They've been exposing people. I think it's just more readily available since the social media has spread like wildfire. Because back coming up when we didn't have social media, people still was getting exposed. You know what I'm saying?
How?
It's what we call a weird flex.
You hear about the girl sucking dick in the bathroom at school.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? They talk about that.
I think this kind of situation is kind of different. Class.
Yeah, but that's just he say, she say, never say. That's different. They got like pictures and they taking evidence and like just posting it all over the place.
Yeah, I think acquiring it's evidence
with porn and stuff like that.
I think it's sloppy. Yeah. I think it's messy too.
Very.
Yeah, I think with this situation, he had every opportunity where he could have like dissolved this, in my opinion. What he could have just like, because she was, her complaint is like, he did what they agreed that he wanted to do, but he ain't finished paying. He thought because of his celebrity, he can just do what he want to do and just leave town and you know, since I'm in another country, you'll forget about this shit. But she got video. Yeah.
It's not securing the bag right then. Doing what she, not securing the bag for what she was willing to do.
So, oh, you sound like you're talking from experience.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. It's a lot of things wrong with what this woman is saying and what.
So he is supposed to pay. So he was supposed to pay $5,000 for some foreign, pussy, but Mr. Sickle hit her.
You can't be saying pussy over like
VHS. I don't know what they agreed to, but if she was
over cassette tape, 8-track.
I don't know what they agreed to.
He pressed the play and the record button at the same time before he said that.
I don't know what they agreed to, but whatever they agreed to, she should have stood on business right then and there. That's what I'm saying. All this other mess she talking about after the fact and stuff like that just sounds like she's trying to get more money from this man or trying to blackmail him. It just sounds like a lot of cap. And
he's too young to be tricking. Get out here and get like, these kids don't want to get out the money. No way these days, no bro. Way. Why are you tricking at this age? You, bro, that's...
It's lames with money. It's lames
bro, you got to be 50 years old to be getting that shit. He's too young to be spending $5,000 on something that looked like that as well. Like, he got a shop. I don't know what his discovery feed is looking like on his Instagram. But he could have spent $5,000 way better than what he spent it. So I'm criticizing his taste. And also, he's way too young to be tricking.
Oh, yeah. He apparently, he's got too much money to be at the dollar store.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, I agree with Chi-Chi. Like, I don't know. I kind of agree. I kind of don't. Like, he knew what, like, he got NDAs and all this shit set up. Like, you're going to set up a, you're going to take the time out to make this woman sign an NDA. Like, bro, you got to finish business. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't start business. You can't start a sexual encounter off on, like, a business situation and then you don't finish your obligation of it. Like, I know Chi-Chi saying that she should have had a pimp, but, I don't know, man. I think, like, he should have just, like, if you're going to put yourself in that situation, you need to take care of whatever you obligated yourself up to agree to do.
But who's to say that he didn't? And who's to say that she ain't just trying to get more?
Yeah. Nah, they usually don't try to get more. Like, she...
Yeah. Well, yeah, how you know?
How do you know?
I've been to Bangkok.
Okay.
Because I got
freedom boys.
Usually they're like standing up people.
Those people out of those situations.
This is his confession.
No, you usually don't get exposed if you pay your receipt, pay what you agreed upon. Just pay for the work and you're good.
Oh yeah.
You're good. Every time I've had to go get people out of these situations, they agreed on one price and they didn't pay it. And I always tell them, just pay it, bro, and it's all go away. It all go away, man. That's why you negotiate the price up front, you pay up front, and that's it. You lay out all the terms and agreements, don't try to do nothing else. Oh. If you want the girlfriend experience, you pay for the girlfriend experience. If you only want 15 minutes,
you negotiate. It sounds like you done managed one of these companies before. Like, you got all the breakdowns and everything.
I'm just
got all the spreads.
Yeah, right? you got the per diem.
He got everything. Liz.
I'm just a dude that come in and get people out of these situations.
You know, you go to the smoothie shop to get you the punch card.
He don't feel them three times.
Yeah, you'll never keep them shits. Like, nine times you just throw them his away. He got all his punch cards lined up.
Damn,
man. If I pay for some coochie, I ain't paying for the same coochie twice. Why would I pay for the same twice? Stupid.
And that's marriage.
Oh yeah, that's definitely.
That's a different type of thing. That's
a up for that one,
commitment. Yeah. I'm committed to it. I'm committed to this.
Yeah, like purchasing it. You ain't got no choice but to spend it.
No, but like shit. Don't run the AC riding, motherfucker. I ain't paying. You know, I ain't paying for it.
Facts. Facts.
Yeah, that's wild too, bro. Like, you don't drop the temperature during sex. Like, if you about to have like a wild rendezvous through the house and shit like that, you don't drop the temperature for like the pre-plan.
Hell nah, house smell like Badoosie.
ain't messing with nobody.
Nigga shit be on 85.
What you mean you ain't messing with nobody? That's what it's gonna start smelling like once you getting it on and popping. Ain't no it ain't gonna start off that way. That's exactly what it's gonna start smelling like once that fridge starts smelling like once that fridge. Bad back
shot with him.
That girl got a walking filter walking in there, man. You need to let that shit air out now.
It smell like the 70s, huh, KB?
That boy tripping, boy.
Tripping. You just be making up your own rules for everything.
Man, ain't that.
I see why you be going for 2 minutes.
Our audio is so trash right now, dog.
Yeah, it is.
Breaking up. It's echoes. Our audio, we sound like. This shit sound like trash right now. We got white noise. Like, we got to come with the right audio, man. We apologize for the listening experience. We're going to get it better. You know what I'm saying?
Got to name this bit roadside.
I had to delete this.
You said delete it. No, you go sound like J5.
Volume down.
That bad ass internet over there.
Turn your volume down.
Nigga motor overheat.
You got that Trump internet,
wrap it up, bro.
Yeah.
Shout outs, man. What y'all got? Y'all got any topics before we get up out of here? Anything y'all want to get off y'all chest? What's up with it?
I just appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Comments always. Been jumping on Facebook, bro. All the love, man. It's
already.
They had it popping today, boy.
I'm about to go back and look. Shout out to that loud ass air condition somebody got.
Ceiling fan in the back.
Like, as a unit, we sound nuts, bro. Like, I'm not even gonna listen back to this. It's gonna sound crazy through my speakers. I can't do it.
I'm gonna delete it. Deleting it. Oh, I'm gonna name it. Turn the volume down.
It's Trey's birthday show, man. You gotta leave the show.
Yeah, man.
Up,
come
man.
On, man. I gotta get some. Y'all motherfuckers ruined my whole birthday right now. I could have been balls deep in some ass, man. It's hours and a half.
You still got time. That's what I'm saying. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. It's 10 o'clock, man. Let's get up out of here. Appreciate everybody for hanging out with us. Every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, we'll be right back at it on Thursday, early in the week, you know? So we still got a few more days. If y'all got any topics, anything, join our Facebook community as well. Search up Cup. We got a Facebook community. Subscribe to us on YouTube. We appreciate all the love, support on every single platform, Instagram, all of that. And we also appreciate y'all, you know, spending y'all downtime to kick it with us here to talk what we got on our mind.
Hell yeah.
And congratulations to the gift card winners.
But you break it
DJ
up,
right? Red Eye, Ladybug, Queen.
Yeah, you broke up, bro.
Yeah, she ain't hear you.
No, they ain't. They're going to get it on... If they can watch it before you delete it, they'll hear it later on.
Everybody good? We out of here?
God, yeah, bro, boy. That damn vacuum cleaner killing my ass, boy. God damn, boy.